support our work.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, a 15-year-old boy has been detained for 7 years and a 13-year-old girl has been given a 3-year youth rehabilitation order for the manslaughter of 80-year-old Bim Coley in a park in Leicester last September. The pair were told the pensioner did nothing to deserve the attack. The sentencing judge, Mr Justice Turner, addressed these remarks to the 15-year-old known as D1.
This is one of those rare cases in which long-term detention is the only way to deal with you. A community order would simply not begin to reflect the seriousness of what you did.
Campaigners want children from families on universal credit to be auto-enrolled in the expansion of free school meals in England. 500,000 more will be eligible from September next year, but some groups say admin issues mean some young people will miss out. MPs are questioning how it will be paid for. Ministers say funding details will be revealed in due course. The parole board has been criticised for allowing the release of a mother who tortured her son so badly he had to have his legs amputated. Jodie Simpson will be freed after torturing Tony Hudgell, who's gone on to raise millions for charity. Tommy Robinson has chosen to stand trial after pleading not guilty to harassing two male online journalists over social media in August 2024. The case could have been heard at a magistrate's court, but the political activist opted for a jury. His next hearing is scheduled for July. And the trailer is out for the second movie in the Wicked series.
There's no going back. This is between us, the wizard and I.
We're told Wicked for Good features more Dorothy than stage show and offers fans a glimpse of Elphaba's life in exile. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed out up, 10 points at 88.11. The pound buys $1.36 and €1.18. And the weather, a mix of clear spells and showers tonight, more persistent rain in the south and a low of 6. Sunshine and showers in the north tomorrow. Again, it's going to be rainy in the south with a high of 18. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
How has Thursday been for you? If it could have been improved by lying on a beach in the Caribbean, St. Lucia, I've got details of how you could win a trip there on the way.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Waltz from Kataturian's Masquerade Suite, played by the Philharmonic Orchestra of Radio France, Paavo Järvi conducting. And before, from Mozart's 40th Symphony, which just makes it into this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame, the first movement, the symphony performed by the Orchestra Mozart, conducted by Claudio Abbado. Now to a piece written in the summer of 1883, although it didn't get its premiere until just before the festive season later that year. It was premiered by the Vienna Philharmonic. Hans Richter conducted at the time and then declared it Brahms' Eroica. We hear that third symphony and that wonderful third movement from it. And for us, it's the Staatskapelle Berlin playing on Classic FM, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. The third movement of Brahms' Third Symphony on Classic FM, played by the Staatskapelle Berlin, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. Here's your chance to win a dream holiday. This is for two to St. Lucia, 7 nights at the adults-only all-inclusive Sandals Regency La Toque. It's all thanks to Sandals Resorts. So you can imagine this, maybe just lounging on the beach under the Caribbean sun or indulging in one of the 10 speciality restaurants or maybe just snorkeling in those tropical waters. To enter, text the word sun, that's S-U-N, to 61812. By entering, you'll have the chance to make a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. A 100% goes to Global's Make Some Noise. You've got until 4pm on the 27th of June to enter. Keep your phone handy, we may be calling you. Standard network rates apply. You must be 18 or over to enter. For full T's and C's, including prize date restrictions and participating Global stations, visit makesomenoise.com. So text SUN to 61812 and good luck. The second movement of Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in F, Adrian Chandler directing La Serenissima. Now, on the way next, it's a top 10 choice from the Classic FM Hall of Fame, and it's a piece of music that rose three places in this year's chart. Just missed out on the top five spot this year. It was the highest entry from this composer and a climb of three places to its highest ever position. That work on the way after we get all the latest on the traffic and travel for the journey home. Let's get you there as swiftly as possible this Thursday. Tim's got your details next.
Classic FM.
Imagine a EuroMillions jackpot. Now make it
massiver!
Get that EuroMillions feeling this Friday with a chance to win our incredible
£208 million jackpot.
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Classic FM travel.
In Kent, the M20 eastbound is closed between Junction 8 for Leeds Castle and Junction 9 for Ashford. A lorry has overturned. Severe delays there. Also severe delays in Hampshire on the M3 northbound because of an accident at Junction 11 for Winchester South. There are queues in Buckinghamshire on the M40 northbound after a car caught fire earlier between Junction 3 Loudwater and Junction 4 at High Wycombe. It's stop-start in the West Midlands on the M42 northbound after there was an obstruction on the road earlier just after Junction 6 Birmingham Airport. In West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound because of emergency repairs between Junction 26 Chain Bar and Junction 27 at Gildersham. And if you hear reports of an unusual build-up of cowboys and girls in North London, that'll be Beyoncé fans heading to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for the first night of the Cowboy Carter Tour.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Was a gift of a thistle from the score to Braveheart, the music of James Horner, played by Catherine Finch and Julian Lloyd Webber. And from the Classic FM Hall of Fame before, the number 6 in this year's Top 300, the Piano Concerto number 2 from Shostakovich, played by Peter Donohoe and the Orchestra of the Swan, with David Curtis conducting for that second movement. 20 to 6 as we head towards the evening, just keeping an eye on the morning ahead. It was a busy morning this morning on Breakfast with Dan Walker. He'll be back tomorrow morning from 6:30. There'll be a hunt for reasons to be cheerful just after 7 o'clock, a tale as old as time on the school run, and how do Bach and the Beatles link up? Dan will explain all after 8. With you every morning, the brightest start to your morning, always here on Classic FM, whatever the news headlines.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first cuppa of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
third movement of Ravel's Mother Goose. It was the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Yannick Nézet-Séguin. Now, in a moment, The Wondrous World from Harry Potter, the music of John Williams ahead. But first, a blissful moment played by Craig Ogden. This on Classic FM, The Anonymous Romance.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
And those two back-to-back pieces on Classic FM were a moment ago The Anonymous Romance, played by Craig Ogden, and just now the overture from Stravinsky's Puccinella Suite, The Tale of Cinderella, told by the Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted on Classic FM by Christopher Hogwood. 10 to 6, and from one fairy tale moment to another enchanted one.
Thank you.
John Williams conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra for Harry's Wondrous World, from Williams' score to Harry Potter. Now, Tim's got the news headlines at 6 for us, and then to see us into the evening, music from Copeland, inspired by a vice president's speech in which Vice President Henry A. Wallace proclaimed the dawning of the century of the common man.
Classic FM.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Mark's best friend Ben follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm gonna be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With Ovo, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently.
Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Wouldn't it be better if your insurance company rewarded you for renewing? At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means we reward loyalty. As a car, home, farming or business customer, you get a saving on your renewal thanks to our mutual bonus. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, two teenagers have been sentenced for killing an 80-year-old man in a park in Leicester. Bim Coley was attacked while he was walking his dog last September. His daughter Susan says she can't understand why it happened.
Children of that age attacking an old age pensioner. You can see from his physique that he's a very gentle, frail man. What was going through their heads?
A 15-year-old boy will serve 7 years in detention, while the girl, who is 13, has been handed a 3-year youth rehabilitation order. A man has been arrested on suspicion of murder following a suspected hit-and-run in Sheffield. A 20-year-old was detained in Kent after a boy aged 16 died in hospital. Reform UK chairman Zia Yousaf has resigned. In a post, he says he no longer believes working to get a Reform government elected is a good use of his time. He's been in the unpaid role for 11 months. The Unite Unions announced bin strikes in Birmingham could last until December after almost 400 workers voted to extend their walkout. Action began back in January in a dispute over pay, jobs and conditions. 500,000 more children in England will be eligible for free school meals from September of next year. The government says it will lift thousands of children out of poverty. Charities say it's a good first step. The Lib Dem MP Lisa Smart has welcomed the scheme, but in the Commons questioned